Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
What are the next question?
The next one is, do you see the pictures of the team members?
Common sense. I think you heard somewhere else ask me a question, a slightly embarrassing question, Divya. That it's not actually embarrassing. I'm not afraid to say that. My very first investment and my entry was into the biggest scam, actually. So I got into a scam. And I didn't know any of these. It was my first time. But I learned a heck of a lot. The key thing is I didn't invest so much that I couldn't tolerate the risk, right? So that's the most important thing is, if you sold your house and took your 10 or 20 lakhs or half a crore and invested all of it into the crypto market and you got burned, now you're dead. You don't have any more money to recoup. That is stupidity. So you take a calculated risk. That means if you lost all of this, so because people only calculate, oh, what if it goes out? I put in 1 lakh and goes up 10 times. Okay, that's fantastic. What if it goes to zero? Oh, don't tell me that. Can that happen? Absolutely, yes. You can lose all of your 1 lakh and it can go down to zero. Really? Yes. Yes. I will scream that on the top of the building. Yes. Can you take the risk? No, I cannot afford to lose 1 lakh. Okay, then don't invest 1 lakh. But then I want to make 10 lakh. No, forget it. That's like saying I want to live like Dhirubhai Ambani. No, you cannot. Or whatever his son's name is, right? No, you cannot live like the Ambanis. Why? Because your dad was not an Ambani. So don't try to copy them. Oh, okay. How much can you afford to lose? 10,000 rupees. Okay, that's the limit of how much you can invest. Really? That sucks. Yeah, that's okay. Life is not meant to be fair. So you start where you are and you take the risk that you can take. So why did I go off on the tangent? In the first investment I made, first of all, it sounded too good to be true. I understood it, but it sounded too good to be true. That's what I meant by saying, do you believe it will grow? That was a previous question. I should have been suspicious. And even more, no team members' pictures were on the website. Why the heck would a team member, I mean, even we at Crypto Nights, we have all our team members on their website, right? We are not trying to hide anything. We are legit. We actually want you to know who we are. It's the opposite. So a good company will be proud of their team members. They'll put their pictures, their profiles, their link to LinkedIn profiles and the link to that. You could not see, no idea. You could, maybe one of them is shut down now. Another of the companies is still around, wallowing in the depths of despair, as I call it. It's a crap company. I'm surprised that they're not all behind bars. Some of them are. But bottom line is, there are no pictures of the team members. You might say that's common sense. Yeah. Now, and things have improved in the last 1 year. Now, majority of them do have team members there. But don't stop there. Just because they have the pictures and the profiles doesn't mean they're not crooks. Even wanted people have their pictures. Be careful, right? So are you able to click on the LinkedIn, go there? He has two connections. Or, oh, he's not been on LinkedIn for long at all. So you look at his activity. Oh, his activity started on January 1st of 2018. How come his activity started on January 1st of 2018? That's because somebody told him, oh, you're launching an ICO, make sure you have a LinkedIn profile and a lot of friends. He hurriedly added pirate. No, that's his. You can smell a scam. If it looks like a scam, smells like a scam, you know, feels like a scam, it is a scam, okay? So that's what I mean by saying basic stuff. Do you see the team members, right? And can you click on them? Can you see where are they located? And do you see some common, by the time you go through 5 or 6 of these, you should see some commonalities. Two of them work together because they have a common company 5 years ago. Or 3 of them went to the same school together. Isn't that how you're going to put your... I mean, look at Divya yourself. How were you introduced to the Crypto Nights team?
I'm introduced as a content developer.
By somebody that you knew and we knew. There was a mutual friend in the process.
Right.
So I could look at your profile and your friend's profile and say, oh, they know each other because they have a common overlapping university. So when you're looking at 4 or 5 core members of a company, don't you expect to see some commonality?
Yes.
At least between 2-3 of them?
Right.
If they're completely 5 completely mutually exclusive profiles, just scratching your head saying, how do they even know each other? Do they know each other? So that's what I meant by saying common sense prevails. So use common sense abundantly. you know, spray generously, common sense, all over the... And then, so if something sounds suspicious, it is. You have a valid reason. What the heck? Why does it sound so suspicious?
No, in fact, we might dismiss the importance of seeing team members' pictures in the ICO to be very trivial and not very unimportant. But very recently, there was a Chinese ICO that was able to raise $830,000 through the ICOs, and they actually had in one of the team members called Kevin Anger, an experienced graphic designer. He was there on the team. However, the image they used was of the actor Ryan Gosling. I don't know how people didn't notice that, but they were able to raise so much money before they shut down.
And before Oh my God. That's what I mean by saying. So these are just people that were randomly picked, which is a copyright violation. Those people don't even know that pictures are being utilized. Ryan Gosling, I bet, did not know about this Chinese ICO.
I'm sure he did.
Right? So these pictures were just drawn. Maybe a graphic designer's name was pulled out of LinkedIn. And just the, so if somebody clicked, that might even go to the legitimate. So, but you look at all of these, you're thinking, you should be wondering, right? Whoa, this looks too diversified. There is this African-American guy. There's an Indian guy. There's this Chinese guy. There's this Russian guy. Hey, hello, there's something wrong with this. Flag, red flag, red flag. So that's why I said, use common sense generously. And if it does not, if things don't fit, the jigsaw puzzle is full of pieces that you cannot assemble. First of all, it's not supposed to be a jigsaw puzzle. This is not a test of your mental strength. So get the heck out of there. All right. That's what I mean by, do you see the pictures of team members?
Thank you so much, Dr. Khan.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.